This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the latest actions from the Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Medicaid Accountability and Taxpayer Protection.
Today, we're here to go over...
The panel met for the third time on September 23rd. The committee issued its first report detailing recommendations related to abortion providers and their family planning affiliates through Missouri Health Net. Senator Bill White of Joplin is the committee chair.
Makes a statement that because of the nature of the issue that we want the executive branch to do an emergency order for their rulemaking.
The panel suggested regulatory changes within the Department of Health and Senior Services and the Department of Social Services to allow the departments to collaborate and work together to share information uncovered during investigations of abortion facilities. But committee member Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City says she has concerns.
First, if this is a backdoor attempt to defund Planned Parenthood, I do worry about the impact that would have on healthcare access. As we heard during testimony, the role that they play as sort of a social safety net provider. I do have concerns about that, and it doesn't seem like there's a great solution for who would fill that gap.
The committee also recommended changes in state law to provide social services with the ability to consider the behavior of a Missouri Health Net provider in another state as grounds for sanctions or termination if such behavior would disqualify the provider from serving as a Missouri Health Net provider in Missouri. Again, Senator White.
After review and consideration of testimony presented by DHSS, DSS, and the general public, the committee recommends the following statutory regulatory changes consistent with the values of Missouri as expressed by the Missouri General Assembly, that life begins at conception and the unborn child has protectable interests in life, health, and well-being, as well as that Missouri has an interest in protecting the unborn child through pregnancy and ensuring a respect for all human life from conception to natural death.
The recommendations allow Health and Senior Services to share the information it uncovers during inspections and investigations of these facilities. The committee also directed Social Services to tighten up its licensure standards and consider violations of any state law or regulation when determining when a provider is qualified and fit to be a Missouri Health Net provider. Senator Arthur says she wonders how this would shape future health care funding.
I think some ambiguity in the language and haven't received confirmation that if this were to go into effect, that we wouldn't jeopardize our Medicaid funding. So until there's that assurance that we're in compliance, we're taking a gamble that I'm not comfortable with.
The Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Medicaid Accountability and Taxpayer Protection plans to release a second report later in the year outlining its recommendations for increasing transparency within the state's Medicaid program, in addition to other Missouri Health Net reform measures. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.